Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, come here for a second. I don't like the way he treats you. He doesn't deserve you. He really don't.
I never let you fall.
Sticks and stones break bones, but a name can change your self-concept. My ancestors met with far too much pain and suffering for me to hold this aside in nothing. So don't look to me for your shimmying or your shucking. What you see is what you get. Don't expect me to show up bare-chested with my pants hanging around my thighs. I mean, I know me and my brethren are despised, but I'm not in the satisfaction business. And y'all got COs and POs and PDs and jails and an entire news media infrastructure with all types of advertising time to sell and a whole Fox News network dedicated to making us fail. And every time I leave my house, the police are searching around for a number one male. And you can call me all the racial slurs you want behind my back, but the cream is how I see myself. Only God could judge me, and as long as what's inside still love me, then other than our creator, only my will to survive is above me. And you can cuff me and arrest me, because your entire system is corrupt. In this belly of the beast, I'm a man to say the least, but bigger than that, America, I'm a self-construct. So conduct your fake news reports on my level of education, or whether I pay child support, or if ladies consider me a gentleman, or whether I'm capable of articulating my every sentiment. I'm a man, whether in a mansion or a tenement. And I stand my ground like Tiananmen, which is why I take my brethren and blow aside and tell them racists call you that name for the purposes of genocide. And I love you to death, but if you feel closer to them inside, then I guess you and your oppressor get to call you whatever you like. But eventually they want to see you dead or in a cell. And if that's the future you see for yourself, then I guess it makes sense that you would identify with a name that would compel you to fail. But whatever any of us have done, any of us can do, brothers are nothing if not tough. And I make money. Money don't make me. I cannot be bought or sold. I'm a self-construct.
Thank you. Grow into the reality that you are not willing to expose. See, you fertilize me with your shit, and the weeds are not choke the life out of me. I am inorganically compounded, and our chemical bond is not the bond that you sought to grow me in. I was not exposed to the greenhouse effect, and the intellect that sprung from my roots were blessings that fell upon me from the pollinations of truth. This truth will expose the lies that have been hindering generations. Generations of people of the spectrum you call color. I will reconstruct your infrastructure. And the structural foundation of this nation will be love and truth. I can no longer constitute the injustice. And there is no substance in this defamation of character that has characterized our existence. And in an instance that can bring deliverance. Because once we unshackled our minds from the confines of this system, truth will set us free, opening the eyes that were deceived from the demise of our history. There will be no CIA cover-ups, no conspiracy to theorize us like quantum physics. The revelation of truth will expose the fake ideologies and folklores that deny us more reality. This is not mythology. Lives are not lost because of your insecurities. It is the greed that devours our humanity, and the insanity it causes only shows the lack of morale and understanding. So I thank you. I thank you for showing me the statistical breakdown that will not break down the hope of this male. See, I am the individual that will be indivisible from this one nation under my God. The truth cannot be categorized by a number or flag. Don't try to contest this. There is no reconsideration, no forgiveness, no way for you to repent. The lies you told us that were heaven sent. Your failure to produce truth was exposed in the light, and the darkness is engulfed in the truth. Understand this. Lessons in life are taught not by man, but by being inquisitive to nature. So now, do you understand why I transformed into the sun? So now, do you understand why I transformed into the sun?
All right. Welcome all. This is Poetry Throwback Tuesday with your girl, Miss Poetic B. Miss Poetic B is still undergoing a very sad day, still mourning the loss of my coworker. So I probably won't be on the air talking as much. However, Our open mic still is underway. So if you want to call in and do a piece, bless the mic, feel free to do so. The number is 347-826-9842. You heard Salam AC, and of course, No Beat is Safe Production, Son of Man. So we're going to keep this pushing here. Again, give us a call if you want to do a piece.
Freestyle, free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men and statistic AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a true shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof best to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest, free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle, without FCC sons of piles calling out files, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or one day be. No values claimed, no limits to the game, no special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle, never repressing my thoughts, blocking my words, stressing the verbs, and now because my speech is not free like the wind that blows its supposed liberation throughout this tired-ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free, so I look at myself and try not to see myself as the nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak, feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and rhythm nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that should be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, cause it seems like I've been in all my frustration in this poem that I've called freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look in every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound. Like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ. Unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like fucking ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. we didn't know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle. That's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us, and I think about the day I got a wrap around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining. God was smiling on me, and love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get tell myself, baby, never thought I'd ever love anyone else. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. About the love we have for our children. I think about us. And babe, I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? I can't stop loving you. I can't help you. I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us. And think about us. Think about us. When we meet, we greet beneath pink satin sheets. Our speech is bleak,
not needed for our sexual exploration. We play a kissing game, orally consuming your juices as you grab my head, but stroke it as smooth as apple pie. Your face turns all my bathtub water running like cinnamon and sugar pie filling between my thighs. When you slide inside, you're surprised by the ride, because the arch in my back is unlike a virgin bride. My eyes try to hide the passion inside our love. It's so sweet, sort of like a peach, but more like a strawberry haze, a maze to find an exit, to pour out, lost in the puzzle. Make love to me and solve my riddle. Make me come into your world. I want you to catch the pearl. Here we go. I move slow as it realizes, oh yeah, you made me peek. You freak like an apple pie complete, cut and serve hot from the oven, delicious the taste. I love, just as sweet. Ready to eat?
I would have loved talking to you today, the way we used to. It's cold, and it reminded me how I hated to go out in the cold. So together, you and I would sit right in front of the stove, with the oven turned on high, and its door open, the poor man's fireplace, and talk. How I would have loved talking to you today. Some pains in my back, a few aches in my hands. We could have shared some old folks' tales about Mr. Arthritis, because I am an old folk now, too. I would have loved talking to you today, to gather some more of your wisdom for later use. I had to ruminate on your words and ways in order to realize what a jewel, a priceless jewel, you and they were. I would have loved talking to you today, to tell you some of the senseless things my children did and are doing. But then, they are not children. They are grown. And they do not have to listen to me, even when they should. I just pictured your smirking smile as I said that. Yes, I would have loved talking to you today. You would have reminded me of my own youthful stupidity and my own hard-headedness, and the prices I paid to learn and gain wisdom. How I did not listen even when it was for my own good. I would have loved talking to you today, remembering the growth process and how wisdom usually comes with age and often many mistakes. Most of all, I would have loved talking to you today just to apologize again for the pain and stress I caused you. Now that I really recognize I did and how it hurts, I would have loved talking to you today just to hear you forgive me and reassure me of your love and make everything okay like you always do. If we talked today, I would have thanked you for the things you taught, even though I didn't learn them all at the time of your teaching. I would have loved talking to you today. You would have made me first laugh at myself, and then together we would have both heartedly laughed at me. I would have loved talking with you today, But since we could not, I'm so glad we used to. Because of you, I will keep talking to my children. Hopefully, when the time comes, they will feel like I feel now. Although I would have so loved talking with you today, Mama, it was nice just remembering when we could and did.
Heck, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Just get closer to you.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in it? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
But See yourself today as though you have already arrived into the future of your dreams.
Love of money, which is what this piece is not. No doubt can't go without the almighty currency, but the poetry be in me definitely for quality, not for the love of money, which has nothing to do with why I write more about the fight. Won't ever lose sight of my vision, cause God is my mission. His purpose will come into fruition through my position, through my hand, through my pen, through my words, verbs, and adjectives. It's why I live, to give him glory, to tell his story, what he did for me, not for the love of money, which has nothing to do with my gift. As I sift through my mind, searching self hard to find the next rhyme for the next line, inserting comedy to be taken seriously, because my art, you see, is not for the love of money, which has nothing to do with my passion. In this fashion, with sharing God is primary, all else secondary, but will be added unto me. God's kingdom I see, not the lie of money.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
All night long.
All night long.
All night long.
All right. I hope everyone's enjoying the show. I'm your host, Ms. Poetic D. This is Poetry Throwback Tuesday. So, yes, I will be featuring tracks this old school. I love it, and I hope you guys enjoy it, too. As I said before, I won't be on the air as much. I'm just laid back chilling tonight. Really sad day for me. I'm still mourning the loss of my coworker. Later on in the show, I will be doing a shout-out tribute to her in her memory. So we're going to continue on with poetry here, and next up will be Lovely Brown Female featuring Diamond J, Mind Grind.
Life is as bad as we make it. We must be optimistic. Some fixes here in wetness. Humble, long fear. Excited for hope. Alive with the possibility of losing. Musings become the heartbeat while congested. Starving while broke. Convince yourself roughly. Life is like money. When we have someone spitting in our ear. Wisdom is identified as she or her or female. Of our existence as a female is to love our man, to remind him that we understand, even when he thinks he doesn't. So she is to love, even when he doesn't love himself. So she is to love, so she is to love, so she is to love him, even when he doesn't love anymore. To remind him every day that he is beautiful. To remind him every day that he is beautiful. Even when he doesn't feel it. It's our purpose. It's our purpose to give him light when he starts, and to light the fire under his dim spark. To open his mind wide and see him.
Revolves around money, and I stay broke. But as long as I got my honey, it ain't so bad. Because you see, she's there to uplift and remind me that it's gonna be okay. To remind me that we gotta make it through the night in order to see a brighter day. That's what a woman is there for. Compassion and understand. Not to talk and beat down or constantly demand. Godfather of Soul said it best. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman by his side. By his side. By his side. Not in front of, so she can rub it in his face. Not behind him, for him to tell her to pick up the pace. But right next to him, to pick him up when he stumbles into that place called doubt and becomes pessimistic. She's right there to uplift and help him become optimistic. Fellas, y'all need to get your game right and get it tight. Because you see, disrespecting a woman of this caliber shows how much of a man you really ain't. Spit, slap, punching her in the face and causing her grief and pain. But she loves your dumb ass just the same and sticks around and try to help you get back on your game. How much more she gotta suffer because of the manhood you still trying to find? These are the type of men that need to wake up and get on the mind grind.
Get on the mind grind. Get on the mind grind.
Life isn't as bad as we make it. We must be optimistic. Consistent during reckless. Humble while in fear. Excited for hope. Musing becomes a heartbeat while congested. Fed while full. Majestic while food. Starving while broke. Humanity is so broke. It's lost its life. Money, my honey. When we have someone sitting in our hair. Honey, when we have someone sitting in our hair.
Mind.
My life, my existence is for your name, and I attest that you are the air I breathe. I am the picture for you, you are the frame, and you make sense to me when things are strange. The only thing that I perceive, you are my island and summer breeze. So please, never leave. For you are brighter than the sun. You are larger than the rainbow. My medicine to make me numb. You are that rhythm to the night drum. So please, don't leave. You see, you keep me calm and collected. And I die, but in you, I resurrect. In me lies the mystical lyric. For you, I will never quit. Instead, I'll represent, and I give not 50, but 100%. Why? The planet, you are my pen. So please, don't leave. Leaving me will break infinity, and I need you here in my vicinity to become the center of my universe. You are the rib that gave birth. This woman with the girl came first, and I played with words to make it rhyme. After you, I'm next in line. So please, don't leave. If you do, there is no more leave. No more words for others to read. An immortal as words can be. There is no destiny without my fortune.
My existence is for your name.
You stuck, big thug, yes, coming, therefore, he's no mistaker. Know this idea has made everything that he ordains has a purpose by his will. So whatever happens, it is still he is in control, reaching for all the soul, subjective to make one whole. We belong here because he is always there. He is here, he is there, he is everywhere. So know this one thing that we think is in God's hands. Subunitless measurement, sports pen, did not retire at the end of the book of Revelation. For the song is God's proclamation. Where there are no tracks of torment, man. Beyond what man can comprehend. So he is the author of the plan that ranges from the seas to the land. It's in God's hands, where there are no calculatory measurements. Individuality is the key that God forms through personality. Now there are the first keys of this, as first for 12, 4 through 6. How can we work with a composition of the first population to a church filled with a home congregation? Guess how faith God works is done. For the sake that God works is done, just knowing that it's done. Doing the work like I'm still required, and it's good to a form of work. The good interpretation and in action for us to speak to the song like Psalms 92, where there are no tracks for faith. Beyond what man can comprehend. So he is the author of the plan that ranges from the seas to the land. When vision is fulfilled, voice by will, as the Lord promised, mission is fulfilled, mission accomplished, for the best is yet to come. For never seen the righteous forsaken, and that is why I love you so. More than life to me, my God, I want you to know and see. I do worship you because of who you are. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, no matter of the storm. It shall not bring harm. It's in God's hands, so let our God arise. Through him, I survive. Ask of my Jesus, you are center of my trust. You are sitting to me, the biggest, greatest thing that ever happened to me. I will open my heart and I will always remember, Lord, what you've done for me. So I give my praise and worship to thee. For the song is testimony of the song in the Bible of analytical deep. But God proclaims through victory. Where there are no tracks for torment. Beyond what man can comprehend. So he is the author of the plan that ranges from the seas to the land.
All right, I am your host, Ms. Poetic D. We're back with more Throwback Poetry Tuesdays. I'm going to open up caller 803.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You good to have about one caller today?
You are the first caller.
Get out. Everybody's been chilling, enjoying this music. See, the music is hot. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'll be rolling too, so I'll be telling them, hey, I'm not going to be on the air much. I'm just going to keep it rolling.
Hey, you know, it's like that sometimes. Sometimes you just want to sit back and relax and enjoy the atmosphere. So, but
yeah.
I said, well, let me call my sister and just, you know, do a little something if you don't mind.
Oh, please. The floor is yours.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Distant lover, so many miles away, heaven knows that I long for you every night. Oh, every night. Oh. I received your letter today. Sentiments of vital affection begin to stir as rays of enthusiasm emerge to reveal my soul's status. affections. Vivid images that creep up from the golden books of my fading existence. I find myself lost amid the tender morsels of your psyche, sprinkled amongst the pages of that which binds us, each brisk pinstroke fondling me like an artist's brush caresses, breathing life into an exquisite masterpiece. My spirit thrives off sweet, ponderous notions of you, your provocative yet stimulating nature, elutes the gravity of mere text to impart visions of destiny's distant horizons. Candlelight flickers, heartbeat dithers, as each vowel, each syllable, like syrup poured into my consciousness, permeates my insatiable need for more of you. A soothing soliloquy that allows one to truly savor love's dire aspiration of the object of its craving, just as I am saving the bounty of my heart and soul for you with all my love. Lyrics.
Wow. As always, that's very goodness gracious, you blessed the mic, love. I love it.
Oh, thank you, sis. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget to shout yourself out and let everybody know what Lyrical Disciples is up to.
Okay. www.sightskins.net/lyricslane is where you can find some of my work posted. My MySpace, the extension is Lyrics Slow and the number one. If anybody's interested in the music aspect, I do have some songs posted on www.jamwave.com/lyrics4U. And, of course, we have a show every second and fourth Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So, and I'm also going to be featured on Nasheba's show on, I believe it's the 12th, Friday the 12th, 4 to 6 Central Time. So, if you guys stop in, I'd appreciate it.
That's what's up. Definitely check that out.
All right. May you have a lovely evening, sis.
You too. Thank you for calling, babe.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Always, always a love occasion where we have Miss Lyric call in. Others that want to do a piece, we have about 12 minutes left in the show. 347-826-9842.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. A seriously real minute. Am I to understand that you wonder what I see in you and why I care to the point of exhaling as you finish taking in that breath? Well, in my left eye, I see the glow that emanates from you in the midst of you smiling. Your mesmerizing hips sway as you put one foot in front of the other. The curvaceousness of your physical being as you stand before me, honoring me with the grace of your physical presence. In my right eye, I see the strength you display daily that comes from the core of your spirit. The standards of non-compromising that you exhibit no matter how tough things may be for you at the moment. The passion you have for life, the compassion and respect you have for people no matter their physical appearance or social status. When the sight from both of my eyes combine, I see one clear vision that is balanced to perfection. You dwell in the center of my heart, the place where my life first erupts. To answer your question in the simplest way possible, when I look at you, I see the woman I call my lady. My lady. My lady. My lady. My lady.
All right, guys, and we're back. I'm your host, Ms. Poetic B. What you just heard was a piece from QS, Quiet Storm Spoken Word. I'm going to close the show out on this music that I typically don't play, but I want to send my respects out and hope that the family is doing well to my good friend that I lost at work. So, her name was Shirley Pitt, and she died in a car accident. I just want to say that she will always be missed, and I send my prayers out to the family.
Boom, 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 boom. Now tell me what you're gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. Tell me what you're gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to hide. When judgment comes for you, it's just gonna come.
We pray.
Blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful, relaxed night. Next show will be Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.